If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is happening? It is the Nintendo PowerCast. This is an NPC mini, and we're going to be talking about the delay of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, the sequel, because we still don't have a name, getting delayed until 2023. Before we get started, I do want to say, hey, come jump in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. We would love to have you come hang out, talk Nintendo games with us. Also, make sure to tune into some of the Twitch streams. I'm also streaming here on YouTube. And TikTok as well. We're playing a lot of Mario Kart. So if you want to get some use out of those new tracks, make sure to jump into the streams. You can find me on all those places at N64Josh. So let's talk about the Breath of the Wild 2 delay. Some of you might know, if you've listened to past episodes, that this means Crawler and Cheesy will be doing a one-chip challenge and having to eat one of those super spicy chips, so stay tuned for that. There's going to be some laughs involved there. I think it's going to involve eating a chip, and Crawler mentioned one race, but I'm thinking maybe we have to do, all the Grand Prix before they can have water. I'm just kidding. At least a Grand Prix, maybe. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. It should be a good time. But the game was delayed. A lot of people were upset. You know, I saw some people saying, oh, this is Nintendo's chance of getting out of the way of Elden Ring taking game of the year. And I don't know that Nintendo is worried about any other games when it comes to Breath of the Wild 2. Honestly, I was hoping to see it go head to head with a lot of this year's titles. PlayStation is launching some great titles, and Elden Ring is right up there. And, you know, Hopefully we see some great titles from Xbox as well, but it's not going to matter now because this got pushed. It says spring, which more than likely will be March 2023, at least around there. That still gets it in before the end of the fiscal year, which I think is important to Nintendo, but this year is obviously very, very stacked. A lot of questions come to mind. Nintendo likes to have not only Pokemon games coming out every year, but also Zelda games. So what is this year's Zelda game going to be? I've had a few different people reaching out to me hoping that we're going to see Twilight Princess or Wind Waker. My vote, because I have both of those on Wii U already, would be a remake of Minish Cap. And then I've also seen some people asking for a remake of the Oracle of Seasons. There's the two games that were on Game Boy Color from back in the day. So, or just original Game Boy. I'm trying to remember the carts. I don't think they were actually Game Boy Color carts, if I remember correctly. But anyway, that if it looked like the art style of Link's Awakening, I would be completely on board with that. Minish Cap is a game that I have not spent that much time with, so that's why I'm kind of selfishly hoping that that we get to see some kind of remake there. But I'm also of the mind that Skyward Sword is tied to Breath of the Wild 2. And I'm also wondering if in some way Twilight Princess, Wind Waker, or any of the other Zelda titles are tied to this sequel, and maybe that's another reason. I mean, not only does Nintendo get the opportunity to sell more games, which, I mean, that's, you know, that they're in the business of selling games, so that's a good thing, but also if it's tied to the lore in some way, and I'm completely okay, believe me, I am completely okay with the Switch becoming a Zelda machine, right? The Wii U is a Zelda machine, like machine. There's so many Zelda games on there. And so if the Switch became the same thing, I'm totally cool with that. Link's Awakening to me was fantastic. I couldn't put it down. loved the old formula with the upgraded graphics. Would love to see more of that. But I do hope that there is something tied to the lore of Breath of the Wild. And obviously they're all Zelda games. They're all kind of tied together, even in their very convoluted and strange way. I don't know if you guys have ever looked at the timelines of Zelda, but it's like, what? How did they, what? That's kind of what it's like. I do hope for everybody that didn't get a chance to play the updated version of Wind Waker or the updated version of Twilight Princess, that those become a reality. Those seem like the low-hanging fruit that we will probably see from Nintendo this year with the potential of a Zelda game taking the spot of
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breath of the Wild 2. I don't think anybody was really prepared to see like Skyward Sword make its way to the Switch. I don't think that was something that very many of us were expecting. That was kind of out of the blue, but I think it's very intentional. And so will Wind Waker or Twilight Princess make their way to the Switch, and will there be a reason for it other than just a business, other than just for the making some extra coin for the big N? I hope so. I love seeing those kind of nods, or, seeing some of these storylines kind of intertwined together. I think it's pretty rad. Now, we did see DLC from Hyrule Warriors this year. Would that be enough to count as Zelda coming to the Switch? We've also seen some of these 64 games, right, make their way over. Would that count enough? I don't think so. But I do want to hear from you guys. So if you're watching this on YouTube, first, let me know, how do you feel about the game being delayed? Like, I mean, I don't love delays, obviously. Nobody does. But it's always better in the end, especially nowadays where there's so many games launching that aren't finished. It'll be nice to have a game that is complete. And we don't know what's going on in the development cycle. Maybe it's more than just polish. Maybe they really did decide to like, maybe somehow this does tie in with Wind Waker. Maybe somehow it does tie in with Twilight Princess, or maybe I could get lucky and say it's tied in with Minish Cap somehow, And so they do a remake of that. It would seem crazy that the turnaround, but maybe this was the plan all along. We don't know. So I don't love the delays, but we all know at this point that a delayed game is usually a better game. And I mean, Breath of the Wild 1 was a 6-year development cycle, right? This Breath of the Wild 2 is following the same, it seems to be following the same path, honestly, which is fine, because look at the masterpiece that Breath of the Wild 1 is. It really is a masterpiece. And it gives us a little bit more time to maybe go back and play some more of it. Maybe, have you finished up Master Quest yet? Done the challenge mode or whatever it is, there's I still have plenty to do in that game. I haven't even found all the shrines. I definitely haven't found all the Korok seeds. Maybe that's literally the delay right there. Maybe Breath of the Wild is only getting delayed because they're having to hide double the amount of Korok seeds this time around. Now I'm only playing, but I do wonder what kind of extras are we going to see out of Breath of the Wild 2. And how excited are you guys to be able to explore above the land, right? That's all they pretty much showcase is stuff happening above the land, which very much seems to lead or be linked to Skyward Sword. So it's kind of cool. We did see Link with his sword kind of all messed up. The Master Sword kind of messed up. Did he try to use it before it was fully charged? What is happening there? We don't really know. We don't really know. So I'm looking forward to any more news we get. Will E3 have more news for Breath of the Wild 2? Or I'm sorry, the sequel to Breath of the Wild, right? That's the actual title that Nintendo's giving it. So I'm not sure. I hope they show us some more. It's okay that it's still in this fiscal year, but it's just pushed out. I think we could still see some more at E3. It's my gut feeling anyway. What's going to take the place? Is part of this a business decision to move out of the way of the Pokemon game? Is Nintendo looking at their year going, yo, we have too much. Let's spread it out. You know, and we know Pokemon's going to be a powerhouse, and we know Zelda will be a powerhouse no matter the time of year either. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I am looking forward to the game. Obviously cannot wait to jump in and explore Hyrule or Hyrule's sky or whatever it is that we're going to be exploring. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure you guys are as well. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're just listening to it after the fact, hop on over into the Discord. Let me know some of your thoughts there. The links for everything are in the description. And remember, got one more day to get the 5th anniversary NPC shirt. So don't forget, N64Josh.com/store. Thank you guys so much for hanging out, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.